Drunk with you in a long time.
No, cheers.
Cheers.
That's right. And lean with it. And lean with it.
Bring it in.
It's Wednesday. It's the Vero Insider, and I am your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia, drinking with some amazing ladies in Vero Beach. We're sipping on some Sauvignon Blanc this wine Wednesday. Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Wine Bar. Hello, my love.
Hello, darling.
We missed you last week.
I know, so good to be. It's actually been 2 weeks.
Oh, I know. Well, you're right. I missed having my co-host.
I know. I was like, I can't get there. I like miss being here.
I know. And of course, last week we talked about testicular cancer. So
I can't believe I missed that. I have so many things to say about
that. I know.
It was
sad. But that's okay because we're going to make up for it this week. And then, of course, beside Kitty is Ashima Wild with Treasure Coast Republic Services, newest sponsor, Vero Insider, beaming from India.
We love Ashima.
Welcome, darling.
She can solve all your recycling needs.
That's right. One stop shop right here. This is my go-to girl, making this place beautiful.
She's the bomb. Mm-hmm. Keeping it clean.
You are, in fact, president of Keep Indian River Beautiful, which is obviously a nonprofit that Kitty and I hold near and dear to our hearts.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. She runs the show.
She's the bomb.
She is everywhere.
She is the bomb.
We love her. Ashima Wild. Just get wild with us.
What a great name.
I know.
Seriously?
It's sort of indicative, like, don't live it down.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? You got a lot to live up to.
Oh, no, she's got a whole load of crazy in her.
Right?
Yeah, she's not living that one down.
It's like Anna Valencia. It's like everyone thinks I'm so juicy.
We just want to squeeze you.
Just squeeze me.
Like the Charmin.
You know where I did go this past weekend? I did that Countryside Citrus.
Mm-hmm.
That corn maze that they had out there for the kids.
Is that in Sebastian Felsmere? Where is that?
It is. It's right at the Vero Beach Sebastian line. It's off of 69th Street, give or take. And it was amazing.
I heard it was awesome.
So fun. They have these signs posted throughout the entire corn maze, which is really big.
I want to go there.
And they're called cornundrums.
Wow.
Get it?
Because that's so corny.
I know.
You know, you being from Michigan and me being from Ohio, we love this. Some corn mazes.
I love
corn queens.
And then they had corn launchers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, seriously?
Yeah, it was so cool.
Oh,
Charlie
my God.
Totally hit the target.
Trebuchets with corn launchers.
It was so. Had it been like 10 degrees hotter, that corn smashed so hard it would have made popcorn. Just saying. It was so cool. So, you know, like with the name with like Valencia, you'd think that Countryside Citrus and I were.
Somebody said there was a hay maze, too. Do you know anything about that?
I am not familiar with the hay maze, but they do make their own fresh ice cream.
Mm.
Yeah. That
would it be
young.
Corn ice cream?
That must have been,
you know, they had orange flavor.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've had corn ice cream. It's actually quite delicious.
It sounds terrible.
No, it's good.
It sounds disgusting.
You can get bacon ice cream and garlic ice cream, but corn ice cream is actually quite good.
Coffee ice cream made sense and was delicious.
Mm.
But let's talk about what's in our glass, because this is delicious.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Silverado Sauvignon Blanc from Miller's Ranch Single Vineyard in California. Yay.
Mm.
Yummy delicious is Napa Valley. New to our list at the Star Bar. It's not your New Zealand grapefruit bomb. It is not your French, you know, kind of cat pee bomb, which there's nothing wrong with that. I like that too.
Cat pee can
this
be
is
delicious.
Your, actually, it's kind of funny. Yeah. Sometimes you're like,
sometimes
smells
you
a little off
pee.
And then you taste it and you're like, well, it's actually kind of drinkable. But,
no discrimination
no lie.
To be had.
I wouldn't
we will
lie
still
here.
Drink it.
Donna's shaking her head going, why are we talking about
it.
Cat pee on air? But this is your classic California Sauvignon Blanc. Little grassy, little creamy, but just delicious, ice cold. Everything I want in a glass. Yummy,
smooth,
yummy, yummy, delicious.
Texture.
Yeah, we're selling that by the glass. And I've been drinking a lot of it over the last week since we got it in.
Just saying.
Shout out. Silverado.
Yeah. I could imagine it would also be delicious on some sort of catamaran or something, huh?
I do love going sailing.
I hear.
You know, speaking of catamarans.
Yeah, Kitty.
You know, my friend Bruce Jackson has that 40-foot catamaran at the marina that he charters out.
Called the Moonraker.
The Moonraker, yeah.
Do you know what a Moonraker is, Ashima?
No.
I was educated personally
I did not
by
know
Captain
this.
Bruce.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. Bruce asked, Anna was on, and we were both, and Bruce said, do you know what a Moonraker is? And I looked at him, and I said, yeah, the worst James Bond movie ever made. Ever.
Kitty's quick, kids.
He didn't
quick.
Even blink an eye. He looked at Anna and explained what it actually is.
Well, so it's like that trail, that reflection trail that follows you, just like a sun has a sunraker.
The setting
correct.
Moon.
So the setting moon produces this trail that seems to follow
of
you
light.
Wherever you go. Yeah. And it's stunning. And so it captures that even within the logo itself. It's really beautiful, but hence the name Moonraker, because the light from the moon follows you.
You follow the path
wow.
of the moon.
That's yeah. nice.
It is. Really nice. And you can bring your own
gorgeous boat.
Snacks and drinks and all these great charters. I mean, it's really, really wonderful.
Where did they charter out?
Out of the marina.
Vero Beach City Marina, yeah. He does... I think 2-hour charters up to 8-hour charters out on the ocean because it's a full sail catamaran, but it's also got motors too. So,
really, it's really stunning.
It's beautiful.
And speaking of that marina, we have a couple of bait tanks out at that marina, compliments of Keep Indian River Beautiful. In fact, I believe that...
Oh, the shark tanks.
Yeah.
Those things are cool.
And people put their cigarette butts in there rather than amongst the rocks or into the water. And I believe the last statistic that...
Because the world is not your ashtray smokers.
True.
Just put the stuff away.
Right. Like, there's receptacles for that.
Yep.
But I think it was upwards of 30,000 butts or something like that. Vicky said that had come
Vicky
out of there.
Yeah, Vicky said it was 30,000. About
crazy
who
impact.
Counts those
Mickey, not
actually,
I
actually,
it's a lot
she has volunteers counting them.
But now
thank
I see
you
those everywhere and I think that those are awesome because it's great.
Well, it is case to be made the fact that if you put it there people will use it.
Yes.
So
if you build it,
that's what we do. They will come.
They'll figure it out.
They will eventually. Speaking of figuring out places to put trash, what's up?
What's next, Anna? I'm like, and where are we going from here?
Segue
next section.
So we started a new campaign, Don't Be a Glasshole. And it's the new recycling campaign brought to us by Treasure Coast Republic Services, where we are encouraging our citywide businesses to take part in 3 months of free recycling and being able to truly be able to recycle, do their part, but more importantly, make a difference on all countywide levels, because Treasure Coast obviously provides free recycling for their residential services, but the city doesn't provide recycling.
No, they do not.
So
I have known this for a long time.
Yeah. Right. The main goal is to reduce trash.
Right.
So the main purpose is to reduce your trash bill and reduce the landfill and, consumption of basically taking in all the stuff and increase recycling. So the more you increase recycling, the less trash you're going to produce.
Right. My trash bill will never be reduced, no matter how much I throw out. But that being said, being a wine bar, 90% of our trash is glass.
Recyclable. Don't be
and
a glasshole.
I would love to give you all that glass, Ashima, because I feel guilty just throwing it in the trash.
Right.
I mean, seriously,
sure.
It's a shame because it takes up so much space and it's so recyclable.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's
like
ridiculously recyclable.
We do so many clubhouses in Vero that get rid of nearly 800 bottles of wine a week.
And soon you're going to be doing us.
Yes, and soon I'm going to be doing
the
wine
bar. About this. Way more than 800, for the record.
We won't actually have any trash after that, really.
Right.
That'd be
so
genius.
That's the way to do it. It's basically recycle. And...
Well, I think that's hugely valuable. And in fact, we're working on creating a package for all of the Oceanside businesses so that they can have something really manageable pill to swallow, so that recycling is there at their convenience. Everyone can take part in it. And who knows, maybe even add a few more trash receptacles along the way, however we can make it work. But
right.
When season is in full effect,
you can
tell the difference.
Absolutely.
So it's important that we have enough venues and opportunities for people to put their trash and their recycling in the right places so that they'll actually use it.
Right.
Cigarette butts, you name it.
Yep.
But in addition, you guys have dumpsters.
Right. We provide dumpsters for cardboard especially, because cardboard, normally in restaurants, they have a lot of cardboard that comes out of that.
Wine boxes.
Right, wine boxes. There
absolutely.
You go.
Beer boxes.
So we provide you with, you'd hardly have any trash left. You won't have any trash.
We wouldn't.
Even in restaurants, the amount of cardboard that they produce reduces their trash to 2 days a week.
We're talking about
busy restaurants, because cardboard takes
Brilliant.
Up so much space.
Oh, yeah. All those cases of food that you get in.
Right, in
you
bulk.
Know, so, yeah, cardboard is the way to go. And they're still doing dual stream recycling in this county. It hasn't become single stream yet. There is a proposal going out in a year or so or single stream, which will make it much easier for the consumer.
Absolutely.
Especially, and you'll have a lot, you'll have more than 90% of increase in recycling with that.
Oh, wow.
But the cost is minimal.
It
especially
really
to businesses.
Well, yeah, it should be.
We're talking $20 a month.
You know, that's nothing.
For nothing, for once a week pickup.
Yeah, and to to make a difference.
And it, yes.
It feels
and
good.
I won't have to put all those recycles in my car and take them home anymore.
Exactly.
Wait, did I just say that on air?
Wow.
Sorry,
Kitty,
boys.
You felt guilty
picking
about it.
Picking it up at my house. Well, we don't produce any trash at my house because no one actually lives there. We just sleep there.
But if she were there full time, that much wine could actually be consumed. It could happen.
I don't know. I'd have to have a lot of friends.
You do have a lot of friends.
I know. I do.
Just saying. Well, that's really good to
know. They all like wine.
They all do. It's one thing we all have in common. How about this wine? Do you like this one,
Ashima? I love it.
Isn't that nice?
It's so smooth.
I know. Talking about smooth, by the way, we have some great bands this weekend at Blue
smooth
Star Wine
segue.
Bar. Thank you.
Smooth operator.
I try. Smooth. Ed Shanafee is smooth, that little handsome devil.
Oh, my God, yeah. Throwing back the jazz on Thursdays.
He
is the bomb digger. Who's playing tonight?
Tonight we got a little Low Key.
Oh, that's right. Low Key. Back. Low-key. They haven't been here since last year because they were gone for the summer. They're coming back. That'll be a bunch of fun. We got Ed on Thursday. We loves us some Ed Shanafee. Jazz with Dave Glasner on stand-up Snoopy Brown. Charlie Brown bass.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Kate's
nice
singing that awesome cabaret. She's got that real smoky voice.
It's amazing.
And Ed Jr. on drums. And then Friday, I've got the Jacks coming back in. They haven't been there for a while. They've been on kind of hiatus, and they are always a screaming good time. And then Saturday, Chris Fenn. He's my little gem that I found at the end of season last year, and he is just brilliant. He did the Taste of Vero with us.
Yes, he did.
He just got back into town from Connecticut, and he and his bandmate, Steven, they just are absolutely amazing.
Well,
Big time fun.
Action-packed. In fact, Rooftop this past weekend got rained out a little bit.
Well, it didn't get rained out. We got rained in.
Well, exactly.
The boys just set up inside and played inside. And we were packed.
Right?
Craziness. But it was awesome. I mean, that place was hopping.
You had people bringing canned goods for the Stop Holiday Hunger.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I've got a bunch of that stuff at the house for you.
Oh, great.
That my neighbors gave me that did not make it. So that's cool.
Aw.
Yeah.
See, it's a little collaboration. Local businesses helping local businesses.
Right.
Friends helping friends, you name it. You bring music, you ask people to bring it. You put the requests out there and people will facilitate and help.
You know how I got the stuff at my house? This is hilarious. I jog in the morning.
Yes,
and so
do.
I'm out jogging and I always see my neighbors. So I'm always like, hey, hi. You know, it helps break up my jog so I don't actually have to run farther than 10 feet at one time. And I was like, hey, I'm doing a food drive. So if you got any cans, just drop them off on my front porch. And by the end of the week, there was quite a bit out there. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
What a way to give back, Kitty.
Well, I mean, it's
Treasure
not
Coast
me.
Food Bank.
Apparently people had things that they weren't, they were like, why did I buy this? Like, oh no, it's cool. I'll take it.
Right. I need canned beets. Why? I don't know.
Because I've never been
I like
them.
Beets.
I love beets, but I'm just saying.
But I'm that weird kid.
That's okay. Hey, listen, there's more in store in the Vero Insider, so don't go anywhere.
Where would we go?
Oh my gosh, you didn't. You shouldn't have.
Take her breath away with the help of John Michael Matthews Fine Jewelry. They have the finest diamonds direct from Antwerp, along with the most rare and beautiful gemstones from around the world. If you've already wowed her with something special, have it appraised by John Michael Matthews, graduate gemologist, for your insurance. John Michael Matthews has an extensive estate jewelry collection too. When you want it to be special, go to a special place. John Michael Matthews Fine Jewelry.
You shouldn't have.
Oh, yes, you should. The jewelry of your dreams. The service you deserve. Please visit our website at johnmatthewsjewelry.com. John Michael Matthews Jewelry is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
With hurricane season fast approaching, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free-of-charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Don't be a glasshole. Make sure to recycle. And recycling couldn't be any easier thanks to Treasure Coast Republic Services, offering convenient and reliable recycling services with the first 3 months free. Call 562-6620 to sign up for recycling at your home or business and make a difference one full bin at a time. Call 562-6620. Treasure Coast Republic Services. Take part in our Don't Be a Glasshole campaign.
Beachling Cleaning Service has grown to become the area's premier janitorial service provider. Our service area extends from Melbourne through Fort Lauderdale. Our staff has more than 80 years combined industry experience. They're skilled, technically trained professionals who undergo continuing education so they can provide service that exceeds industry standards. Experience the difference. Call us today, 569-0799.
Beachland Cleaning is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
I love Wine Wednesday.
Me too.
Cheers, girl.
Sign me up.
Cheers. Well, I tell you what, you are listening to the Vero Insider. It is Wine Wednesday. In fact, right after this broadcast, you will find us participating in the Oceanside Business Association holiday party at Blue Star Wine Bar, because where else would we have it?
The OBA.
OBA in
love
the
it.
House. And that is Kitty Wagner, for those of you tuning in. Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Wine Bar. Sitting beside her is Ashima Wild of Treasure Coast Republic Services. And we are so happy to be sipping on some Sauvignon Blanc, new wine brought to us from Blue Star, Silverado Vineyards. Yummy.
It is delicious.
Making me happy.
I like me a California Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, it's very versatile.
It is. It's light, but it's got a lot of flavor.
Sure does. Now, at commercial break, we were talking about some of the things that Little Miss Kitty Wagner has been up to lately. Of course, we got Entrepreneur of the Year from the Indian River Chamber of Commerce, brought to you by the Private Industries Council, which is really a great group.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool. And now, of course, Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with Vera Stars. Whoop, whoop.
Very exciting.
I know. It's going to be so much fun.
And Casanova is your partner.
Yeah, Brian Casanova.
With a name like that.
I haven't met him yet. He was in surgery, apparently, the day that we met our partners.
Oh, and he's a surgeon.
I don't know if he's a surgeon. I know he was in surgery. But yeah, it's cool. If anyone buys a ticket, they can all do me a huge favor. When you buy a ticket for Dancing with Vera Stars, tell the person at the box office you're buying it for Kitty Wagner, because the way that you win Dancing with the Stars is it's 1 point for every dollar you raise. So if you buy a ticket and you're going to see, say, me,
just saying,
off the top of my head, then if you say that you're buying a ticket for Kitty Wagner, then I get a point for your entire ticket price.
Which
so if you
ranges?
Buy a $100 ticket, then right. I get 100 points.
That's awesome.
And it really helps a lot.
And the event is in May.
And they don't really kind of,
to
they didn't really
to
point that out too much. So I'm trying to tell people that, because I have a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm going to go and watch you. I'm like, well, make sure when you get your ticket to tell them that it to
That's
credit it
watching.
To me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because
well,
that'll be cool.
Good thing you have a microphone. That helps.
I hope.
It doesn't hurt.
It's going to be fun. I'm so looking forward to it. And, you know, that Healthy Start Coalition to help moms and their new babies before and after they're born and make sure they get a healthy start, and everything is free that they provide. And they do such great work. I mean, I'm totally excited to do this.
Cause.
I don't even have kids and I'm excited about this.
Right.
That's probably why I'm excited, because I don't have kids.
Because you can just get back by dancing the night away in a fancy dress.
It's going to be so much fun.
Well, I'll obviously put your name in. I'll be the girl. I'll be the girl with taking lots of pictures.
There you go.
Excuse me, sir. Pardon me.
Well, I need to get like a block of 10 of you all together, and then you can wear like silly hats or something. Yeah, cheer. They said at our meeting, they were like, get a cheer section together. I was like, oh, that'd be fun.
I have this friend that has a megaphone.
Oh, with a police siren. Oh, that would be so much fun.
That's a lead-in. So speaking of children, Sandridge Golf Course, which is our premier public golf course. We love Bella. He is working in always with the kids and everything that he does. His team won for the Indian River Soccer Association.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
That is fantastic.
So he's also an amazing soccer coach. But if you're interested in getting with a golf pro, having your kids learn a little one-on-one about golf and how golf pertains to life and to business, it's a huge thing to get your kids involved in and start young. Bella Nagy out at Sandridge is the person to reach out to. And of course, you can contact all of our sponsors at theveroinsider.com. But if you want to work one-on-one with your kids for just $1, your kid gets to ride along with you in the cart and play, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's money well spent.
Because what's more fun than a golf cart?
Nothing. And then, of course, Ashima, we wanted to touch on how Treasure Coast Republic Services really has a great group behind them, a great team that makes up who they are. And of course, Statewide Commercial Insurance is one of our other sponsors, and they really help commercial businesses stay in business to circumvent and really prepare for some of those emergencies and those what-ifs that can happen. And just a couple weeks ago, it wasn't anything that happened to your team, but they helped step in when they saw an emergency happen. Oh, and tell me a little bit about your outstanding employees.
Our employees are doing a watch program with the Sheriff's Department. That's one.
Awesome.
Then during emergencies like hurricanes, we help out.
Nice.
We provide containers. We do free pickups on the side of the road, debris pickups.
That's huge.
Before my time, when the hurricanes had hit here, Treasure Coast Refuse Republic was one of the biggest helps up here.
Absolutely.
So that's something that we do. We also do an Amber Alert program where we shut down the convenience centers that we run.
Yeah.
It's county owned, but we run them and we help out in that also.
Now, a convenience center is a big drop off point for people that cannot afford or do not want to pay for
trash. Or they have
services.
bigger trash than a person can pick up at your curb.
True.
So if they do some trimming of trees, if they want to take extra recycle.
Or they don't want to wait a week for a pickup.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And they get twice a week pickup at home. We're actually offering, if you sign up for 3 months, we give you 3 months for free. So it's a good way, but there are a lot of people who use the convenience centers when they do big, major cleanups at their houses. There are five of them and they're conveniently located all around town.
Yes, they are.
So that's a very good thing that the county has.
That's huge to be able to give back to the community like that. And plus, you guys are involved in tons of events. I myself am sporting my cowgirl attire. I mean, Florida Cracker attire. Now, I didn't know what
same
the dress.
Thing.
I was like,
same thing.
They sent out an email today, like, dress Florida Cracker, not cowgirl. I'm like, what's the difference? I'm so confused.
You know, cattle ranching in the U.S. started in Florida.
Did it
wow.
really?
There you go.
How delicious.
I know.
Sorry, Ashma.
I do eat it.
Sorry.
In the
See,
U.S.
It's delicious. So now also let's do a little plug for our foxy nails because when Kitty Wagner is on that
I need
stage,
a pedicure so yeah, bad I could go over there right now.
Well, Ashma is a diehard foxy nails
yes.
fan.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
I know.
Ow,
I'm really jealous. Your piggies are looking good.
Oh, no, please. I have to get them
looks
done.
Good.
But that's okay because they're open 7 days a week, including Sunday.
Yes, they
until
are.
6 p.m.
It's time to get rid of those summer colors and go into those jewel
You gotta go into
fall.
The fall. Party, I wish I could
party
show
colors.
You mine are amazing. You
are they?
Seen
did you just get them done?
Yes. Because I love my
so
my foxy
need to go
nails.
In there.
They're amazing. They
yeah.
really are. And of course, we were talking
take,
earlier.
Take wine
about,
with you. That's always a
you
fun
can.
Way to get
or
a pedicure.
Or they can give it to you.
Yeah.
Because they have it there. But if you want something yummy like the Sauvignon Blanc, you should probably bring your own.
Yeah.
Just saying. And then, of course, a little shout out to Pac Mail, Beachside, getting ready for those shipping. I'm telling you what, Black Friday is around the corner. When you're getting those huge steals and you want to send out gifts to loved ones, Pac Mail, Beachside, and of course, White Glove will be coming around picking
they
up
are
all those holiday boxes.
Professional packers.
They are, aren't they?
I know it.
We'll reorganize those.
I have White Glove in my future at some
big
point.
Big recyclers.
That's right. We are. Thank you for noticing, Ashima.
Yes, big recyclers.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. So, okay, so theveroinsider.com. You can check out all of our sponsors, see what they have going on, what's in store for this weekend. And hey, Kitty, you got a new website.
We do.
The Blues or Blue Star Vero.
I was just going to say, don't ask me. I'll get it together eventually. We do have a new website, and we're adding some pages to it. Like, we're going to have a food porn page where we have pictures of all our food and
porn.
Things that are going on. It's going to be a bunch
it's
of fun.
It's Wine Wednesday. We will see you all at the Blue Star Wine Bar.
Yay.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We are. Yeah, I said it. We are. You can call me C. Caesar, in a dark Caesar. Please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are.